From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Andrea Seabrook, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Andrea. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here. Big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
I know that you and Leanne have a special bond, but I will try. I will try in the coming weeks. A couple weeks ago, we did this little shindig here, and I made a lot of listeners very angry with how I did the puzzle. So I'm going to try really hard to get it right, okay? Please don't hurt me.
I think you did great.
Thank you. Thank you. So remind us of the challenge you left us with last week.
Yes, I said take the word lather, L-A-T-H-E-R, rearrange these letters, and repeat them as often as necessary to name a famous literary work in 16 letters. And I said, as a hint, the title of this literary work has three words, one of which is hyphenated. What literary work is it?
And?
It is The Telltale Heart by Edgar Allan Poe.
Ah, I see. We had over 1,300 entries from people who tried to solve the puzzle, and our randomly selected winner is Laura Lease from Providence, Rhode Island. Hi, Laura.
Hi. Hi, Will.
How'd you get the answer?
Well, I actually have a whiteboard next to my radio, and so I just put the word lather up there and just kind of worked around with the letters when I was getting ready in the morning. And I'm an English major, so it came pretty quickly, I guess.
Ah, an English major where?
I study at Brown in Providence.
I see. So now we have to have people actually trained to answer your challenges, Will. That's how hard they're getting.
That's a nice technique there.
How long have you been playing the puzzle, Laura?
Oh, I've listened on and off for a few years now, but this was my first time entering, so I was pretty excited.
First time entering? There are people out there who've been entering for like 2,500 years and have never gotten called on.
I know. I hope I make the most of it then.
You ready to play?
Yeah, I think so.
Will, meet Laura.
All right, Laura and Andrea, every answer today is a familiar two-word phrase with the consecutive letters net inside, N-E-T. And specifically, the first word will end in the letters N-E, and the second word will start with T. For example, if I gave you the clue, what the Geneva Convention guarantees prisoners, you would say humane treatment. Here's number one. Kind of comb you might conduct a search with.
Fine tooth.
Excellent.
Nice.
Number two is repeatedly leaving messages on each other's answering machines.
Phone tag
is right. Something you might buy from Delta or Continental.
Plane ticket
is right. What the Ten Commandments were written on.
Stone tablet.
That's right.
Nice.
It's between an incisor and a premolar.
Canine tooth.
Excellent. A person with a crystal ball.
Fortune teller.
That's right. An item with a flame for welding.
Torch
is right.
I know
this
one.
Propane torch? Oh, butane.
Well, probably they all work.
One of the tanes.
what's your answer,
acetylene?
Andrea? Acetylene was my answer.
Yeah.
Okay, try this. An extra amount you pay at the pump.
Something tax.
Right. What kind? What are you buying at the pump?
Gasoline tax.
Gasoline tax is right. Absolutely exhausted.
Something tired.
Yes. The innermost part of your body. Part of the skeleton.
Bone tired
is right. How about this? Product advertised with the slogan, where the rubber meets the road.
Something tire.
Right. Which brand?
That would be Firestone.
Firestone tires is right.
Nice.
What a light that goes off on your dashboard might signal.
Engine trouble.
Uh-huh. Sacagawea.
What's that?
She says she gets that a lot, that engine trouble light. Sacagawea belonged to this.
The Cheyenne tribe?
No.
But tribe
is right. Which?
Different tribe.
Different tribe, but ends in N-E.
Was it Shoshone? Is that the word?
Oh, that's close.
Shoshone?
Do you know, Andrew?
Shoshone
tribe is the answer.
Yes.
A simpler way of saying 1820ths.
Get it down to its lowest common denominator.
That's right.
Oh, lowest common denominator, so that would be 9/10.
Yeah.
Nine-tenths is right.
The English brain is working here.
And here's your last one. What you might make to a bride and groom at a wedding reception.
A toast.
And what kind? What drink are you sharing?
Champagne toast.
A champagne toast is correct. Nice job.
Nice job, Laura. That was fantastic.
Thanks for your help, Andrea.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Senior Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. Laura, what's your member station?
WRNI in Providence.
Laura Leese from Providence, Rhode Island. Thanks for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you.
Yay. Now, Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Well, this comes from listener Doug Heller of Flowertown, Pennsylvania. Name a famous person in American politics. Five letters in the first name, six letters in the last. You can rearrange this to spell the names of two countries, one of them five letters and the other six. The five-letter one is the current name of a country. The six-letter one is an old name for a country, but both are well-known. So again, a famous person in American politics, 5-6, rearrange this to spell two countries, one of them five, the other six. The five is the current name of a country. The sixth letter is the old name for a country. Who is this politician and what are the countries?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link to the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Andrea.